Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the second quarter and half year ended FY23 earnings conference call of Chalet Hotels Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Sethi, MD and CEO, Chalet Hotels Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rochelle. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and season's greetings from all of us at Chalet. To begin with, the presentation has been uploaded on our website. You may want to refer to it during the call or afterwards. Sorry, there's been a little short notice between the uploading of the presentation and the call, but we wanted to get the call done with before the Diwali holidays. Quarter two has shaped as we expected it to, with a decent July, followed by a challenged August and an excellent September. August had four midweek holidays spread over 3 weeks, affecting business travel, and the month ended with an occupancy of 69% and an average room rate of 7,425. However, September had a brilliant rebound, with occupancies coming back to 72% and a very strong average room rate of 9,070 rupees. That's 9,070. The highest this year and one of the best Septembers for the company. This accentuates the back-to-normal sentiment for the hospitality business. The portfolio F&B revenues continue to grow at a healthy pace, backed by increasing MICE demand and revival of non-resident business in our restaurants. F&B revenue for the quarter was up 18%, higher than Q2 of FY20. In fact, the September F&B numbers were 32% higher than September of 2020. I'm glad to share that JW Marriott at Fahar, Westin Hyderabad, Four Points Vashi, and Novotel Pune have exceeded the revenues and EBITDA of Q2 of FY20. During the quarter, Westin Powai had 120 rooms and its ballroom under renovation and hence did not meet the FY20 numbers. The revenue and EBITDA for hospitality division for the quarter was rupees 2.2 billion and 0.8 billion, which is 9% and 8% higher respectively than Q2 of FY20. For the quarter, consolidated revenue was at 2.5 billion with an EBITDA of 0.9 billion, a growth of 4% and 1% over FY20 numbers, respectively. Our H1 numbers indicate good growth over FY20, with EBITDA higher by 14%. Our H1 revenue was higher than the same period of FY20 by approximately 190 million rupees, and the corresponding EBITDA was higher by approximately 200 million rupees, indicating a greater than 100% flow through to margins. Our employee-to-room ratio remained stable throughout the quarter and was 0.9 at the end of September. This includes all employees, including contract employees. On the expense front, payroll costs have been maintained at 14% of revenue as compared to 15% for full year of FY20. The Q2 FY20 payroll cost percentage was 16%. And our utility expenses have been stable at 7% of revenue. Some key highlights of our ongoing projects: Westin 2 in Hyderabad with 168 rooms and the commercial tower at Powai are on track for completion in Q4 of the current financial year. The new commercial tower at Bangalore has already received part OC. Municipal approvals and RERA amendments are awaited for the residential development at Bangalore. We expect them soon. Our work is on site as per whatever approvals we've received till date. The project of additional 88 rooms at Pune and the conversion of mall at Bengaluru are delayed briefly due to supply chain issues. The rooms at Pune are expected to be completed in the current quarter. Conversion of Bengaluru mall to office space will be completed by end of the financial year. On the office leasing front, the OV at Sahar is now 94% leased out. At Bengaluru, we've already have an LOI in place for a tenant for 1.5 lakh square feet. This bodes well on the leasing traction, and the rate, as I mentioned in the earlier call, seems to be better in Bangalore than we'd initially expected. The Bengaluru Metro has commenced trial runs on the Whitefield stretch, and the metro line is expected to be open to public early next year. Improved connectivity is expected to generate higher demand for commercial office space in Whitefield. I'm happy to share that the license agreement with the Delhi International Airport Limited for the new hotel at Delhi has been executed. Its initial design work is on schedule. This marquee asset, hotel asset is expected to be completed by financial year 26. We continue to make steady progress on our ESG goals. I'm proud to share that we are well ahead of our committed goals with Climate Group. As part of our EV100 initiative, we now have EV charging stations operating at all our hotels. I'm also happy to share that the company improved the renewable electricity ratio to approximately 80% of total consumption in our hotels for the first half of the year. We have another feather in our cap to report. Chalet Hotels has been listed amongst India's top 10 best places to work for women in 2022 by the Great Places to Work India. We've also been recognized as best workplaces in Asia in 2022 in the mid-size category. Ladies and gentlemen, overall, I'm happy with the quarter-on-quarter progress of our performance. We expect further improvement in foreign business traffic soon. That, combined with the culmination of some significant capex initiatives, will help the company make strong strides on P&L and balance sheet front in the coming quarters. Before I hand over to Milind, I take this opportunity to wish you and your dear ones a very happy Diwali. Milind, over to you.
Thank you, Sanjay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me now take you through financials in some more details. Reported revenue for the quarter under discussion was at 2.5 billion, which was higher by 4% as compared to quarter 2 FY20 on the back of strong recovery in ADR and healthy F&B revenue. As we all know, quarter 2 is seasonally the weakest quarter for the hospitality sector, and current performance shows the strong recovery for the industry. Consolidated EBITDA was at 0.9 billion, up by 1% for the same quarter of FY20. The EBITDA margin for the quarter was at 35%. Profit after tax was at 157 million, higher by 53% from Q2 FY20. The hospitality segment contributed to 89% of the total revenue in Q2 FY23. Revenue from the hospitality segment was at 2.2 billion for the quarter, and EBITDA was at 0.8 billion. The segment reported margins of 36.3%. For two of our major cost states for hospitality, payroll cost was at 14% of the revenue in Q2 as compared to 15% in FY20, and utility cost as a percentage of revenue was steady at 7%. The food and beverage segment reported healthy growth. Revenue grew by 18% in Q2 FY23 to 743 million versus 632 million in Q2 FY20. It increases contribution to total revenue to 33% from 31% in the pre-pandemic period of Q2 FY20. The rental and annuity segment contributed to 10% of total revenue for the company. The revenue and EBITDA from the segment were at rupees 244 and 198 million for the quarter respectively. First half of FY23 consolidated revenue was higher by 4% over pre-pandemic levels, led by strong performance by the hospitality segment. Effective cost management has resulted in EBITDA growth of 14% in H1 FY23 over H1 FY20. Credit rating agencies, that is India Rating and ICRA, during the quarter have revised upward our long-term credit rating outlook from negative to positive and stable respectively. This indicates confidence and visibility of strong revival of the industry and our company. Completion of the ongoing projects along with our asset management capabilities are likely to result in higher flow-throughs from the hospitality segment going forward. Net debt of the company from March 2022 to September 2022 was marginally higher by 0.6 billion to 2.3 billion, while the company spent 23 billion. While the company spent 2.3 billion on the CapEx during H1 FY 2023, it was largely funded by internal accruals. Hence, I would like to highlight that the interest cost for Chalet as of March 2022 was at 8.04% with some external borrowing on books. The interest cost as of September 2022 has moved up by 14 basis points to 8.18%, and the company has repaid all its ECB loans. This is against the backdrop of an upward policy rate revision of 190 basis points by RBI during the same period. The company has CapEx plan of around 6.5 billion-7 billion till FY 2024, that is for next 18 months, for its capital work in progress. This excludes CapEx on proposed second commercial tower in Powai, where we are still seeking approvals. Business is well-funded with internal accruals and available lines of credit. Considering all under construction projects, the company has of 10 billion of capital work in progress across hospitality and rental assets as on September 2022. These investments are expected to generate revenue over the next three to four quarters and free up the balance sheet. We have cash and cash equivalents of 0.8 billion as of September 2022 and 5.7 billion available lines of credit for general corporate purpose and planned CapEx. There has been no new subscription from promoters on 0% non-convertible redeemable preference shares during the quarter under review. The total subscription now stands at 2,000 million as of September 2022. Before we open the floor for question, let me wish everyone a happy and prosperous Diwali.
Over to you, Rusha.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and then one on their touchtone phones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Archana Gude from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two, three questions. Sanjay, can you help us with the revenue mix for Chalet in terms of domestic leisure, domestic corporate and international travelers for this quarter?
Certainly, Archana, thank you for the question. You're referring to the quarter, so let me just pick up the sheet for the quarter. I'm gonna give this to you in two ways. One is how many room nights were occupied by Indians and foreigners for the quarter, and then compare that with Q2 of FY 2020. Our mix for Q2 FY 2023 right now is 67/33 favoring domestic. Indian or domestic guests recovery to FY 2020 numbers is 156%, so they're 56% higher than FY 2020. The recovery of foreign guests is at 64% to FY 2020 numbers, so we're still short of 36% there. The other way to look at the business is the market segmentation, and there we more or less returned to normal. Pre-pandemic, the transient segment, which is the short stay, corporate segment, we used to be 76%, we are at 75% now. The group segment, which is basically MICE and others, was at 14% pre-pandemic, it's at 17%. The contract, which is largely airline crew, was 11% pre-pandemic, it is at 8%. In general, the segmentation is back to where it used to be. The gap on the foreign travelers is still there. I was looking at the airline data a little while earlier today, And while air traffic passenger load for the first 5 months, which is April to August, for domestic passenger is up 91% to pre-pandemic, or the recovery is at 91%, the foreign traffic is at 75%. We expect this to improve significantly coming November, December, on the back of two, three things. The season typically for foreigners starts in November into India. And second, airline connectivity is improving as we speak. We've been direct flights to US have now been announced from November from Bangalore, Mumbai, and Hyderabad, which will help all these three cities in future. Thank you.
Sure, that was pretty helpful. My second question is, so when I look at the hospitality segment, the growth is primarily driven by the higher ADR, while there is decline in occupancy. I do understand last quarter we had this IPL which added the occupancy. How we should look at this growth in ADR going forward, given that Q3 and Q4 we should have further growth in occupancy?
Yeah, I think, Karshna, I think one way to look at this is that what's the trend on the ADR, right? If you look at the ADR month-on-month trend, just give me a data. Yeah. So if you look at month-on-month ADR trend, I'm going to read it out right from April almost because it will give you a sense of how things are going. So April, the AD or ARR was 7,100. May, it was 7,600. In June, it was 7,600. July, it was 7,300. August, it was 7,400. September, it's climbed to 9,070, which is a massive jump. And this is basically indicative of things coming back to normal on corporate travel side. And we're seeing similar rates, in fact, slightly better rates in September and October on a month-to-date basis. So largely, we're trending towards 9,000-plus ADRs. And in H2, this should be clearly going northwards from here onwards, which means that we'll probably be well ahead of ADRs of 2020, FY20 rather. So looking good on the ADR front.
Sure. Sanjay, you spoke about, you know, maybe expanding into leisure segment earlier. And of course, we're happy that now we will be in north as well. But nothing per se came up in leisure segment to expand for Chalet?
No, there are a few opportunities that we are pursuing. We will announce them at the right time.
Sure. Maybe lastly, one question. Let's say if we are spending 250 crore for this Delhi hotel, what kind of ROAS we are expecting there?
I'll let Milind answer that. But basically, we look at two, three parameters from this. You know, we look at IRR on a project basis, IRR on equity basis, and the net present value of the project. We also look at ROCE on a year-on-year basis to see whether it meets our investment criteria. On all four fronts, Delhi has a tick. I'll let Milind give you reference numbers.
Sure.
So, Archana, on IRR fronts, projected IRR, we are looking at close to 17-18%. Equity IRR is north of 20. And ROC, we are in stabilized year, will be closer to 12-13%.
Mm-hmm. Milind, since we have close to 700 crore capex lined up, is it fair to assume that our debt figure by FY24 end will be close to 3,000 odd crores?
Not really, Archana. I mean, we expect our debt will peak out at 2750 by FY23, and then we'll start earning rentals and EBITDA from our commercial assets. And debt will start.
There will be some debt repayment, you are saying, in FY24.
Yes, I mean, there will be internal accruals generated, which will taper down our debts.
Yeah, so look, basically, we see debt paring down from the next financial year.
Sure, that was pretty helpful.
And it's driven by high internal accruals as well as the fact that the projects will come to culmination.
Sure, Sanjay, that was pretty helpful. Thank you so much and happy Diwali to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Vikas Ahuja from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and happy Diwali to the management and everybody on the call. Sir, my first question is on the hospitality margins. We have seen a sharp drop. Can you help us with what were the key headwinds led to this fall? And secondly, on seasonality on margin, second half is normally, you know, if we look at history, it's 500, 600 basis points higher than first half. Are we going to see same seasonality this time as well? That's question number one. And the second question is on if you can give us any color on pricing and occupancy in coming quarters on the basis of bookings you have received till date. Finally, my third question is on the sharp drop we have seen in occupancies of Mumbai in Q2. Partially, I know IPL was there, and secondly, you know, it could be largely because of rains as well. Have you seen, especially for the Mumbai market, have you seen the pickup back to Q1 levels in October?
Vikas, thank you for your questions, and thank you for your Diwali greetings. Very quickly on the margins front, Q2, as Milind mentioned earlier, typically is a little more challenged because of the revenue side of it. That's pretty normal for Q2 to be weaker than Q1. That's a natural cycle for the segment that we operate in. Therefore, that's played out, and that's why you see this revenues going down. And occupancies also automatically go down on account of demand going down during the monsoons in Mumbai. Mumbai did have a lot of rain, so did a couple of other cities, including Bangalore, and that affected it. But it's pretty normal for this time of the year. Occupancy was lower on account of the regular annual cycle of occupancies. It was lower than Q1 because Q1 was padded up with the IPL business. True. On the margin side, driven by revenues for a bit. And number two, we did have a couple of costs bunching up during this quarter. This is one-off costs. They're not regular costs. For example, we did a special sprucing up of our hotels in preparation for the H2 that's coming up. Second thing is there was some bunching up of costs on account of negotiations that we did with the unions in one or two of our hotels, and they got bunched up from April to September in one quarter. Nothing to be concerned about. As I said, they were one-off costs. Going forward, we don't give forward-looking numbers normally. Let me say that H2 is always better than H1, quite significantly. And if things go the way they look right now, we should have a very good H2. Occupancies for most of the good months, and typically the good months in H2 are November, first half of December, last three weeks of January, all of February, and most of March. So we've got a fairly long period of good weeks, good months ahead of us, and very confident that we will do well. On pricing and occupancy, going forward, I don't want to give any indicative numbers. But you can benchmark them to previous cycles. Also, keep in mind that I do want to highlight one thing here, that in Q2, the Powai Hotel had 120 rooms out of action for renovation, and occupancies, and when we calculate occupancies, we still count them in the inventory. These are the renovations that are going on for the balance second half of the hotel. Plus, the banquet hall, the main ballroom, was out of action for 39 days. So that's all coming back in the near future, and that will start playing out in H2.
Sure. Thanks. This is helpful. Just, I'm not looking for a guidance on margins on second half. Just directionally, what we have seen in the past, the kind of improvement we see, this time it would be there's nothing exceptional that, you know, first half had a lot of pent up, that's why margins were better. So it's a structural improvement.
Yeah, there will be improvement, and you know, the only thing I can say is that you can look at the Q1 margins, which are 41% in the hospitality division, and take a reference point from there. Typically, H2 is better than that.
And one last question on this payroll cost, which was around 13-14% in first half. Now, you know, even your room staff to room ratio in the presentation is mentioned, it has come to 0.9. But assuming, you know, second half occupancies are going to be much higher, Do you think this ratio going up and we might see some challenges, especially on the payroll cost? That's about it, sir. Thank you.
Currently, we've kept a target of 0.92 as the peak that we'll go up to. There's always some gap in hiring, et cetera, that causes this to be a 0.9 or 0.89 at some point of time. But 0.92 is the optimal target that we've kept in our minds. We don't see that going up. Beyond that, keep in mind that whilst I said that our payroll cost was 14% in this quarter, it was on a lower revenue base. And that's what probably affected it from Q1. Secondly, compared to Q2 of FY20, it's still 200 bps lower. Please keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Maheshwari from Arunova. Please go ahead.
Hi. So we have a question regarding the commercial leasing business. We would like to understand what's the visibility around the commercial tower.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Maheshwari. Your voice is breaking up in between. Could you please adjust your phone and use the handset?
Hi. Is it better now?
Yes, it is, sir. Please proceed.
Hi. So our question is regarding the commercial leasing business, which is part of Chalet. Specifically, what would be the visibility around the projects which are coming up in the commercial tower in Western Powai and the commercial tower in Whitefield, Bangalore?
Anshuman, thank you for the question. I'll give you a brief update on this, and then maybe Milind, if he has anything to add, he'll share that with you. On Bangalore, as we mentioned, we have got part OC for the building. There's some final work that's pending. We should be getting that out of the way by maybe the third week of November. The clients that we've already signed up for the three floors will start their fit-outs at that point of time, and they have a six-month rent-free period, which is in line with what we had on our plans. Once we have the building completely sealed on the final side, we expect leasing traction to pick up. We've already got two more clients signed up. Just to give you a sense, that one client that we signed up consumes about 25% of the new IT building that we're building. Then there is the mall that is being converted to office. Between the mall and the IT building, it's about 0.9 million square feet. And we believe that we should be able to lease all of this out in the next three to four quarters maximum. The rates are better than we expected it to be, about ranging from 7 to 10% better than what we expected it to be. Okay. Is anything else?
Right.
I'll speak to you about Powai also. Powai is roughly around 760,000 square feet leasable space. We will complete this project by end of next quarter. The interest is high on that project. Once the building facade is up and the building is enclosed, we expect to start signing some deals. Right now, we are making sure that we optimize the rental yield as against rushing into signing at any discounted price. But whatever the rental indications that we're getting, they seem to be better than what we had expected earlier.
So, Anshuman, the only thing I would like to add here is infrastructure is getting upgraded. Whitefield will get connected with Metro in next 3-4 months. Infrastructure around Powai is getting upgraded. So the rentals could be higher than what we have considered in our financial feasibility.
Okay. And for Powai, would you expect to make any announcements regarding maybe clients that you may sign up?
I don't see us making those announcements till next quarter.
So would you expect to lease a certain proportion of the area before the building is completed?
We expect to lease some part. Get a couple of anchors in place before the building is completed.
Okay, right. Our final question is regarding a point that you mentioned earlier in the call. I think you mentioned at the start of the call that 64% vis-a-vis FY20, you're seeing international travelers coming in.
Yes.
What is your outlook on foreign travelers for the second half of the year?
I think we should be back to around 90 and 100%.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it from our side. Thanks a lot and happy Diwali.
What was driving this slowdown? One was the airline capacity. And airline capacity was taking the rates up. So between those two, people were finding it difficult to come in. Second, we had a bit of a visa glitch in UK and a couple of other countries in the last few weeks. You may have read about that. That's been sorted out by the Ministry of External Affairs, and we've actually pushed the Ministry of Tourism to push the MEA to get this expedited. It's getting sorted out.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's it from our side, and thanks for the comprehensive answers, yeah.
Thank you. Have a good Diwali.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So the occupancy for Q2 FY20 was 73, and despite of lower inbound, we have shown a 71% occupancy. So with the recovery of the inbound travel in next 2 to 3 quarters, so can we expect the off-season number what Q2 FY23 we have shown in occupancy side? The next year, the Q2 23, we can surpass the occupancy of 73% with the recovery in inbound travel.
So Sumant,
in Mumbai, I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I don't want to give forward-looking numbers, but there's no reason why we won't cross those numbers.
Okay.
I won't put a number to it, but it's pretty natural for second half to have better occupancies, and I think the year after.
No, I'm not talking about second half. I'm talking about the
next year also.
The off-season number, because we can't compare the Q1 number with Q2, and Q1 had the higher occupancy because of IPL also.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the Q2 FY23, if the inbound would happen,
yes,
our occupancy can surpass outbound, because we have a higher foreign customer also.
True. On a same-store basis, that's probably a reality.
And I think some renovation is also going on Powai, so that has also impacted our ARR side.
It has impacted occupancy and rates both, because of inventory wasn't available.
Okay.
And because
so this is adjusted,
taken up, one segment couldn't be occupied, used optimally.
Okay, and this is adjusted occupancy, correct? 71% on available room.
No, it's on full inventory.
Okay, so this is on full inventory, not adjusted inventory occupancy.
That's right.
Okay, so that in that case, the occupancy would have been higher also.
That's right.
That is also a key reason for that. Okay. Okay. And now talking about the Bengaluru side, we have seen a significant ARR decline compared to pre-pandemic. Still, we are lower. Okay. With the recovery in the occupancy and still when we see the pre-pandemic occupancy for Bangalore is 80%, and we have seen recovery in the Pune, and maybe because of other reason, but Hyderabad and Bangalore is still lower than pre-pandemic. So when can we expect the pre-pandemic occupancy we can achieve in the coming quarter?
So actually, Hyderabad is higher.
I'm talking about compared to pre-pandemic.
Yeah, Hyderabad is...
No, it is not higher. It is 72% in Q2 20, and currently in the Q2 23, we have a 69%.
No, you're talking about occupancy or average room rate?
I'm talking about occupancy.
Yeah, so occupancy in Hyderabad is low, you're right. I was actually referring to average room rate, because you'd mentioned average room rate in some part of the conversation. See, Bangalore and Hyderabad were slow to pick up compared to the other cities. They have picked up now. And I can confirm to you that September and early part of October have been good.
Okay. So have we surpassed the pre-pandemic number in the current month?
I don't want to give current month, but I can share with you September. So September, the reason I can't give current month is because I've not made it public as yet.
Okay.
But September, Western occupancy was 72%, and the rates were 9,729.
It is higher than pre-pandemic or at the level of, at par of pre-pandemic?
It's significantly higher on RevPAR basis.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to participants, you may enter star one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajiv from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. This may be a repetition, but on the employee cost front, I remember we discussed this in Q1, and we discussed that as compared to, let's say, Q2 or FY22, we have had a salary hike then, and the 33 crore run rate is the going rate now. I'm just failing to understand, from 33 to 37, there is an increase here, but this wasn't, I mean, we discussed this earlier. There's something one-off, is it, here?
So, 1 minute. I'll just give you the operational numbers first. So, the operational numbers at hotel level, the staff cost in Q2 FY20 was 320 million. In Q2 FY23, 306 million. And this is in spite of addition of one hotel, Pune Hotel. So there is a reduction of 4% when you look at the P&L on that front. And if you now minus Pune, the reduction is even greater. Okay. And thereby our payroll cost to revenue percentage in Q2 is 14% versus 16% in FY20, 200 bips lower. What you see in your numbers probably includes the P&L attribution of corporate costs, including, I believe, ESOP costs would have been added this quarter, right?
So, Rajiv, Milind here. Few senior management employees have been granted ESOPs, and a cost pertaining to that, which is required as per prevailing accounting standards, has been accounted there. And on hospitality front, our cost has gone up by around one crore or so.
Okay. So this 37 is a sticky number, or this is quarter one
versus quarter two, and as compared to FY20, it has gone down.
Right, but Q1 that 306 Sanjay mentioned. What was the Q1 number there? I mean the equivalent number.
As Milind said, it is up by about a 29. So what a crores, it was 29 crores, not 30 crores.
30 crores.
Okay. Okay. So and similarly on the other expenses side, the let's say Q1Q swing, what would that attribute to largely?
So Rajiv, we have Marriott payables which are restated on account of changes in dollar rate. So there is some hit on that account, and others are. There were some brand change cost for Powai, which has been accounted. So,
and as I mentioned earlier, there were some keeping up the hotels that we did, and therefore there was some cost attributed to that on the repairs and maintenance side.
And the last two of these, which is brand change and repair and maintenance, these are one-off, or these will be again?
Repair and maintenance is sort of one-off because we want to spruce up the properties before the coming season. And, you know, we've sort of had a couple of areas shut also in one or two of our hotels. We reopened them. So there was that one-time cost of opening them, reopening them. So basically, if you want to term it, it is like little bit of pent up repairs and maintenance. The numbers aren't very large, Rajiv. So we don't need to be worried about it.
Sure. And sir, back to the KPI thing, so in Hyderabad, when we see that on a QOQ basis, 6,900 has gone to 8,900, versus let's say Bangalore, where the occupancies are largely similar as compared to Hyderabad, but the jacking up of rates is not of a similar quantum. And while I think the industry is working with the mindset of, you know, keeping the rates or getting the rates higher as of now at least.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed when I to the earlier person mentioned the rates in September. I mentioned only Hyderabad. I can share with you the Bangalore rates also in September was 8,819.
Okay.
Sure. You know, you're seeing the combined quarter rates, but the trend is going upwards very sharply. So Bangalore actually clocked 8,800 rates in September.
Sure. And so on that ALC thing, the ALC, have we got the, let's say, sign up from the board, approval from the board to convert into rooms?
Yeah, so look, in principle, we have a sign up. We're working with some designers now to design that. We are looking at now adding 141 rooms to the existing 391. So this will make it a 532-room property, which will be fairly large. The demand seems to be there with the recent weeks that we've seen. This is about a project that will take anywhere between 12 to 15 months.
Sure. That's about it. Thanks a lot and all the best. And happy Diwali.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and wish you happy Diwali. My first question is on foreign tourist travel travelers. So you mentioned for the quarter two, we are like sort of short by around 36% versus normal run rate. How would that stack up for like specifically for the month of September?
I don't have the month-wise data with me, I'm afraid, Prateek. But as I said, I think H2 we should be, you know, around the 90% mark recovery, which means 10% short.
Yeah, so this is based on, for expectations of 90% is based on
forward bookings. Recent months, yeah, movement of in the recent months, plus the improvements in the available flights that are coming into these three cities. Mumbai, Hyderabad, and Bangalore.
Also, from some of the forward-looking bookings in your hotels.
Forward-looking bookings, we get a visibility as far as individual travelers are concerned of only around 2 to 3 weeks. But the groups have a longer horizon. But all indicators, the interaction that we've had with bookers and admin heads of companies, indicates that the foreign travel will be back very soon. As I mentioned, there were 2 or 3 bottlenecks for foreign travel to happen. One was flight seats. That's getting resolved. We're getting now direct flights to Hyderabad, Bangalore, and Mumbai from US. In fact, Hyderabad and Bangalore are from the West Coast, which is the primary target market for us. And Mumbai is expected to be New York as well as West Coast. So that will help immensely. Flights to UK have also increased. We had the first 380 of Emirates land in Bangalore last week. That's becoming now 3 times a week flight. 380 brings in a lot of people at one shot. So all this will help improve business. Bangalore is also opening its second terminal. Terminal 1 was literally bursting as it seems right till now. By January, we expect the opening of the second terminal in Bangalore, which will again encourage more airlines to bring in more flights into the city. So all that will help. Visa was a bit of a bottleneck. We're pretty sure the Ministry of External Affairs will sort of sort that out pretty soon. E-visas included.
Sure. My second question is on your cost line items. So are there any cost line items like during COVID which generally are not factored in? Or there are some other maintenance costs or some other one-off costs which you anticipate over the next 6 months for the business?
Also, look, I don't think there's anything material. As I said, we spruced up the properties in the last quarter because we couldn't do that in quarter one because occupancies were so high. So we took the opportunity of slightly lower occupancies to spruce up the hotels. That's happened. One or two outlets were shut. We opened them. Work's happening on them right now as we speak. I don't think there's any major cost that will come up that will be material in nature. And I don't see any pent-up cost from the COVID times coming in at all. All of that has been accounted for.
And lastly, on ADRs versus occupancies. So, anything you feel like during festive season? So, some of the pockets in terms of some of the industry segments or consumer discretionary segments have indicated of some kind of slowdown in terms of festive season expectations. Is it something which can also have an impact on like sort of demand destruction at higher prices for hotel segment?
So, look, two things happen in our portfolio that we have, because they're primarily business-driven travelers that come to hotels. We do get affected when there are holidays, especially the midweek. And I did give an example that in August, we had four midweek holidays spread over 3 weeks, which did disrupt business. And that's why the occupancy in August was down to 69%. But then it picked up in September when we had no holidays. Similarly, in October, we had Dussehra and we had Diwali coming up. We will get affected by those holidays, and all of them were midweek to, long weekend sort of holidays. But November looks completely clean, looking very strong. First 20 days of December looking very strong. The 8th, 9th January onwards for January looking very strong. Whole of February looking very strong, and most of March looking very strong. That will help occupancies and rates spruce up. I think one thing that I can share with you, I think I did touch upon it last time when I was asked this question on rates, that the general goal that we are working with at our hotels is to quote about 40% higher than the last year on the RFP accounts. We may end up closing at about 25-30% higher, but the first quotes have gone out at 40% higher than the last year's accounts. And those RFP accounts are the big accounts that we have. And we believe that that will give material push to the ADRs in the coming year. And these are January to December cycles, so quarter four of this year will also get the benefit of that, and then three quarters next year.
Would that case likely be with your, some of the competition in your markets?
I think that's the general line of pricing that most hotel companies are following.
Sure, thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vikas Ahuja from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I just have a couple of follow-ups. Firstly, any color on price negotiations with corporates, or is it too soon now to, ask that thing? And when we talk about contracts with our global customers, are they largely in USD terms, and we keep the currency benefit fully, or in the contract there is a clause where we need to pass it back to the enterprise?
Okay, I just spoke about the price negotiations that we are working on right now. We are now at the beginning or the almost middle of the RFP negotiation period, and the hotels have gone out with 40% increases on the RFP quotes that we've given. We may close lower than 40%, but it should be, as I said, a material increase in the rates that we end up contracting with people. So expect a higher rate from the corporates. And on your dual pricing or the dollar pricing part of it, India stopped doing dual pricing, I think, about a decade back. So we quote in rupees, basically, and that gets converted to dollars as and when gets here, or when the billing happens. So there's no benefit or any adverse effect expected out of the dollar pricing.
Sure, sir. So just one last thing, I think Soumen also asked the same question on the southern market.
On
the southern market, Bangalore, Hyderabad, it's like third of your hospitality revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are talking about, comparing the occupancy with pre-COVID level, maybe that number was 72, 73. Isn't that number is going to be materially higher, because considering when we talk about whole tech ecosystem, that is still, following work from home. And there's a huge pent-up demand, especially in terms of travel, especially by these tech companies. So is it a fair understanding maybe next year we may see a very strong demand, especially in the places like Hyderabad and Bangalore, what we are seeing currently in leisure or maybe in Mumbai?
So because I don't want to give you forward-looking numbers, but your logic is sound, and southern markets will do well as the IT business kicks in again. It's already kicked in, as I said, pretty sharply. It hasn't kicked in as much from foreign travelers coming into those cities, but that was driven not by their intent of coming. It was driven by the bottleneck of travel on the airline seats. That's getting sorted out. We see that picking up pretty sharply.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, Mr. Sethi.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking time off on a pre-Diwali Friday evening to listen to us. Wishing you and your family and your dear ones a very happy, prosperous and safe Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we conclude this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.